I know, I'm absolutely thrilled. I mean, the competition was very stiff. There were 300 nominees in the category across 10 countries. And as far as I'm aware, I was the only one in the category that was a director or a partner in a firm. So I'm sure that helped slightly.
So what was the competition like itself?
It was a three-stage process. So first of all, there was the nomination. Then you had to complete a fairly rigorous questionnaire talking about your career, any obstacles or challenges that you faced as a woman. Then stage three was an entire day of judging in London. So you had a five-minute presentation followed by a pretty grueling question from three judges. Then you had to do another presentation to 52 judges. And then you had to give a one-minute presentation to 70 people. So it was pretty intense, but it was also really enjoyable.
And I hear you're not short of a few awards.
Yes, I suppose it all started at OMA Academy. When I was 16, I was involved with Young Enterprise. So I had been awarded by Sir Richard Branson, the Young Entrepreneur, UK Young Entrepreneur of the Year. So that was at 16. And I suppose that sparked a desire in me to have my own business by 30. And that was really where that's what I set out to achieve. I say to people that rather than me choosing architecture, it chose me. And I've been very fortunate in that. So when I went across to the Macintosh then, yes, I did get there. I got two medals, the City of Glasgow Silver Medal, the Scottish Silver Medal, the Merchant's House Bursary, the Architecture Prize, and also then a Master's Scholarship.
And what does this do for your business? It's bound to boost it a good bit.
Yeah, well, I'm really hopeful of that because we do really pride ourselves on delivering on time within budget. You know, at Manor, I have a business partner as well who is incredibly supportive, Aidan Bradley. We've seen through the recession, and we do have a really good team of people. So I'm really hopeful that that it will boost the business.
So just to finish up, do you think this award is just going to be one of many to come?
Well, I'm hopeful of that. I mean, I'm always I'm one of these people where I'm always looking for the next thing, and I'm always looking for, well, that's fantastic, and I'm really surprised. I mean, I read fantastically well, and it's great, but it's one of those things where you also have to be very grounded. And really, what I'm aiming to do is I am aiming to be the best architect that I can possibly be, and that's across the board, whether it's women, men, whatever. I just want to be the best that I can be. Mm-hmm. So I'm just keen to see how far I can actually go with it, and I'm really excited by that. And I'm really excited by the awards, but you also have to be realistic, and that the awards are amazing. They are absolutely amazing, and my track record is great. But it's for us, it's about delivering projects for our clients, yeah. And that's ultimately what is going to make the business successful.